Today I will begin by telling you two stories, two related stories.
今天我要跟你们讲两个故事来作为开始。
Now we have two sister churches in what we call the Indian subcontinent.
在印度次大陆，我们有两个姊妹教会。
So you see in Google Maps, two pins, one on Nepal and one in India.
在这个地图上，你们可以看到有两个红点哈，一个就是那个加德满都。加德满都就是尼泊尔的首都，另外一个就是印度的钦奈。
Yeah, that's right. So Sylvia mentioned that Kathmandu is the capital of Nepal.
Yeah.加德满都是尼泊尔的首都。
And you know there are co-workers serving in that church, and we have two main co-workers, and Pastor Ding Long and Sister Christine.
在那里有丁龙牧师和 Christine 师母在那里侍奉。
This is actually a very recent picture taken a few months ago in Thailand, and there's a Thai brother together with them.
这张照片是在不久前在泰国拍的，另外那一位呢，就是一位泰国的弟兄。
I've known Pastor Ding Long for about 31 years. Both of us have known him for about 31 years.
我们两人认识丁龙牧师有31年了。
And you know what? The five of us, me and Sylvia and Sister Olive,And Ding Long and Christine, we've been together for 2 years in the full-time training in Hong Kong.
我们五个人就是我、慧贤，还有丁龙牧师，还有、Christine 师母，还有 Olive 师母。我们五个人一同在、全实践培训里两年接受培训。
So we will proceed to the first story.
现在我要讲第一个故事。
Okay, so here we have...、Of course, we all know about the tragic Nepal earthquake, and the images of the tragedy, the scale of the tragedy, are still in our fresh in our memories.
Yeah, 当然我们都知道，就是那个尼泊尔的地震哈，那些地震的形象啊，在我们脑海里面还是有很鲜明的记忆。
So the earthquake's epicenter was about 80 kilometers from Kathmandu, the capital city of Nepal.
那个地震中心是距离加德满都有大概有80公里。
And for comparison, the straight line distance between Liverpool and Manchester is about 47 kilometers.
我们来做个比较就是从利物浦到曼彻斯特的距离是47公里。
And we can scarcely imagine the scale of the tragedy.
我们可以想象那次悲剧那种悲惨的情况。
So you see the numbers there, about almost 9,000 dead.
你可以看到就是这里有快9000人死亡哈，8900就是快9000人死亡。
About 22,000 injured.
另外就是21,000多人受伤。
3.5 million homeless.
另外就是350万人无家可归。
And the first number does not include the missing dead.
而特别注意的就是那个死亡的人数并不包括那个失踪的人数。
So the magnitude of the earthquake was somewhere between 7.8 to 8.1. Okay.
那一次地震的振幅就是大概在 7.8 与 8.1 之间。
The reason why we don't know exactly is because different measurements were given by different research centers all around the world.
我们不能肯定，因为在世界各个不同的地震研究中心，他们有不同的测量。
But if we round it off, then maybe you can say magnitude 8.
但是如果我们可以说就是大概大约是振幅八度吧。
Now sometimes you hear of magnitude 6. How does magnitude 8 compare to magnitude 6?
有时我们听说哪一个地震是六级，哪一个地震是八级，那么究竟六级与八级之间有什么分别呢？
Because when we look at 8 and look at 6, we think they're very close together. Just like a size 8 shoes would be very similar to size 6 shoes, right? Just a little bit bigger.
Yeah. 有啊，我们看了六级与八级好像很接近嘛，正如你买鞋子的时候，八号鞋与六号鞋只是差一点点。
Now we're not going to go into the mathematical details of it.
那今天我们不算那些复杂的数学计算了。
But magnitude 8 is 100 times greater than magnitude 6 in terms of amplitude.
但是呢，八在振幅方面来说呢。八级呢就大过六级一百倍。
And then 1,000 times greater in terms of energy released.
如果说到那个能量方面呢，八级就比六级大一千倍。
So in this particular case in Nepal, the first quake lasted 50 seconds.
就是在那个尼泊尔的地震呢，第一次地震持续了五十秒。
And the second quake struck 35 minutes later.
跟着35分钟后，第二次地震就发生了。
And the next day, there were 38 aftershocks.
那么第二天呢，有38次余震。
I'll just show you three pictures from the news media. So we can see that... okay, sorry.
现在我们来看三张照片。
And we can see the human suffering, which would be far more tragic than the loss of buildings.
那这里你可以看到那受伤的民众哈，就比那些建筑物倒塌就悲惨的多了。
And here's another picture.
就是另外一张照片。
And then one more photo.
那就是还有就是另外一张照片，也是那个小孩子他受伤了。
Now, Pastor Ding Long and Sister Christine were in Kathmandu at the time the earthquake struck.
就是当地震发生的时候，丁龙牧师和 Christine 师母正在尼泊尔。
And for a couple of days, they could not communicate with the outside world.
那么有当时有好几天，他们不可以跟外界联络。
And then, two days later, we got a message, an email from Pastor Ding Long.
跟着两天之后，我们才收到丁龙牧师寄来的一封电邮。
And here we there are three parts to this, three slides for the email. Here, the first part. So these are the very words of Pastor Ding Long.
这是丁龙牧师所写的那个 email 就是这个了。
Okay, I read this whole portion first and then it'll be read in Chinese. Okay, the earthquake struck after we had finished our church service on Saturday and the brothers and sisters were going home. As I exited the main door, it struck. Everyone panicked because the earth shook violently for 15 to 30 seconds. The buildings and trees were swaying and moving violently. We huddled together away from the walls and buildings.
Yeah. 就是这是那个中文翻译哈。星期六那天，当我们教会的崇拜结束后，弟兄姊妹们纷纷回家的时候，地震就发生了。我正走出大门，地震来了，每个人都很惊慌，因为大地震动了大概15到30秒左右，建筑物和树木剧烈摇晃动摇，我们挤在一块，远远地离开墙壁和建筑物。
Part 2, the same email. By Yahweh's grace, the building did not collapse. Christine was inside talking to a sister when the earthquake struck. She had to rush out. When it subsided, we ran to open space. Moments later,There were many strong aftershocks.
靠着亚伟神的恩典，房子没有倒塌。当地震发生时 ，Christine 正在和一位姊妹谈话，她立刻冲出来。地震停止后，我们跑到空旷的地方。过了一会，还有许多强烈的余震。
And then part three. All our church brothers and sisters are well. None was injured.Unfortunately, some other churches suffered great loss. One church lost half its members as the building collapsed while they were worshiping. A sister from our church lost her sister and 6 other relatives. Our local co-workers had to accompany her to a mass burial ceremony near Kathmandu.
Yeah. 我们教会所有的弟兄姊妹都很好，无人受伤。不幸的是，其他的教会遭受巨大的损失。 一家教会正在崇拜的时候，建筑物倒塌下来，他们失去了一半的成员。我们教会的一个姊妹失去了她的姐姐和其他六个亲戚，我们当地的同工要陪伴她去在加德满都附近举行的集体葬礼仪式。
So I'm giving you the story to give you some idea of the situation in Nepal, and our coworkers are, you know, we face these kind of situations in our serving the Lord.
就是我告诉你们这个故事，就是让你们看到我们在各地不同的地方的教会啊，还有当地的同工、当地的领导，当我们侍奉神的时候，我们要面对不同的情况。
But now we proceed to the second story that takes place also in Nepal, and this one has to do with biblical monotheism.
Yeah. 现在我要讲第二个故事，也是发生在尼泊尔的，而第二个故事就是与那个一神论有关。
But first, I'm going to show you a few pictures of the villages in Nepal.
但是首先我要给你们看一些照片，是尼泊尔的村庄的照片。
So here's a very beautiful picture of the Himalayas in the background.
那这是一幅很美丽的图画，后面就是那个著名的喜马拉雅山脉。
And the next picture shows a village with a very well-developed agricultural system.
那第二幅第二张照片就可以看到这个村落有很发达的农业系统。
And here's another picture, but I think this one looks more like a small town than a village.
这又是另外一张照片，但是我想这可能是一个小镇，不是一个村落了。
And here's a village with cattle and goats.
这里这个小村落有牛和山羊。
And here are some houses with straw roofs.
你可以看到那些房子的屋顶是那个稻草了。
So for my second story, I will share a story, a very interesting story that we had heard directly from Pastor Ding Long.
第二个故事就是我们从丁龙牧师亲耳听到丁龙牧师讲的故事。
We heard this story on June the 12th, 2013 in Malaysia.Cameron Highlands.
那是在2013年6月12日马来西亚的金马伦高原，我们听到丁龙牧师分享这个故事。
So a few of you come from Malaysia.
你们当中有一些是从马来西亚来的。
Now in the Nepal church, in our sister church in Kathmandu, there was a sister who used to be a medium before she became a Christian.
在那个尼泊尔教会当中有一位姊妹，在她成为基督徒前，她曾是一位灵媒邪灵的灵媒，就是所谓巫师邪灵的灵媒。
As a medium, she would summon evil spirits for the purpose of fortune telling or for casting curses on people.
Yeah.因为作为一个灵媒，她可以召唤那些邪灵来为人家算命或者下一个咒诅。
And she would often go into a frenzy, running around in the forest or beating up people in her village.
那么她就会进入一种疯狂的状态，她会在那个森林里面乱跑，有时候还会去击打村子里面其他的人。
But one day, this woman started attending our sister church in Kathmandu, Nepal.
但是有一天，这个女人她来，就是来参加我们在尼泊尔的那个教会。
And she submitted to our Lord Jesus Christ, and she was totally transformed.
她把生命完全交托给主耶稣基督后，她的整个人都被完全改变过来了。
Now, the reason for showing you the pictures of villages is that her father lived in a village, a very remote village in Nepal.
Yeah. 我给你们看那些村落的照片，就是要告诉你们，她这位姊妹的父亲，他住在一个很边缘的村落里。
And the village is so remote that it takes 3 days to travel from the village to Kathmandu.
那个村落很遥远哈，从那里啊到那个加德满都哈，要三天的时间。
So we're talking about a round trip time of 6 days just to go to Kathmandu.
所以呢，要来回一趟呢，就要六天的时间了。
But because her father had seen such a dramatic change in his daughter's life that he was determined to make a trip to Kathmandu to see our church.
但是因为他看到他的女儿的生命发生了那么戏剧性的改变，所以他就决定啊，来那个加德满都一趟来看看情形是怎么样的。
He saw that there was a spiritual force more powerful than evil spirits.
因为他看到有一股比那个邪灵更强大的属灵能力。
Maybe next week I can share with you a story about evil spirits.
或者啊，下一周我可以跟你们分享一个叫啊邪灵的故事。
Now, her father's visit to Kathmandu was impressive not only because of the great distance, well, maybe not very far, but very remote, but also because he was a very elderly man.
Yeah. 他的父亲的这一次探访呢，令人敬佩的地方不单单是因为那个路途遥远，而且更因为他是一个高龄的老人家。
Now, eventually, this man came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was baptized by Pastor Ding Long.
那么最后呢，这位老人家他就相信了主耶稣基督，他就而且由那个邓龙牧师在尼泊尔教会里面为他施行洗礼。
So then the old man went back to his home village and perhaps never to return to Kathmandu again.
那么跟着这位老人家就返回他的村落里面，可能他以后也永远不会再来那个加德满都了。
Now the significant thing is that he was baptized not as a Trinitarian but as a monotheist who believed in the one true God.
但是更重要的是他信靠独一真神亚伟，他是作为一个一神论者的身份，而不是三位一体论者的身份来接受洗礼的。
Actually, most people do not become Trinitarians by reading the Bible.
其实大部分的人如果单单阅读圣经的话，他们是不会成为三位一体论者的。
On the contrary, people become Trinitarians because they were taught that doctrine by their church.
Yeah.相反的，很多人相信三位一体论的原因是因为别人那个他们的教会教导他们三位一体论，所以他们才会相信三位一体论。
You know, I myself was not a Trinitarian in the first few years of my Christian life.
而我自己在我刚成为基督徒的头几年，我并不是一个三位一体论者。
And I had experienced some amazing things from God.
而我也已经经历了很多很奇妙的事情。
It was only later on when I moved to a church in Ottawa, the same church that Sylvia was attending, that I became some kind of mild Trinitarian.
就是后来当我迁移到渥太华去参加渥太华的一个教会，那也是我也是在那个教会里的，就是在那里我才就是开始懂得三位一体论。
But the Bible never teaches Trinitarianism.
但是圣经从来没有教导三位一体论。
And this is admitted even by Dr. Charles Ryrie, a very famous American theologian who says that the doctrine of the Trinity is not found in the Bible.
而这一点呢，连一位很热心的三位一体论的学者Charles Ryrie 博士也承认圣经从来没有教导三位一体论。
Now, there's something more to the story about the old man in Nepal.
那么还有关于那位在尼泊尔的那位老人家的故事还没有完。
When he returned to his village, God did a remarkable work in him.
当他回到他的村落里面呢，神就在他的生命中做了一件很奇妙的事情。
And whenever he would pray for a sick person, that person will be healed.
每一次他为啊，他为一个病人祷告的时候呢，那个病人就会得到痊愈。
Now I think there are two possibilities here.
可能有两种可能性。
Either God had given him the gift of healing.
第一呢，就是可能神给他有治病的恩赐。
Or God was very willing to listen to his prayers.
也可能呢，第二个可能性呢，就是神呢很乐意回答他的祷告。
But more importantly, God guided this old man to organize a Christian fellowship in his home, in the village.
但是更重要的就是神带领这位老人家在他自己的家里，就是组织了一个基督徒的小组。
So we see a person who was baptized as a monotheist and not as a Trinitarian, and God worked in his life.
我们可以看到这位老人家他是以一神论者的身份而受洗的，借着神就在他的生命中就是做了那么伟大奇妙的事情。
So this is my third message in Liverpool.
今天是我在利物浦教会的第三篇信息。
And the progression from the first to the second to the third message is very important for a proper understanding of God, of Jesus Christ, and ourselves.
从第一篇信息到第三篇信息的进展是很重要的，让我们可以清楚看到就是神耶稣基督与我们。
Now, 2 weeks ago, we had our first message, and it centered on Yahweh, which is the personal name of God in the Hebrew language.
两周前，我的第一篇信息的就是集中在Yahweh，就是神的专有名字。
Now, Yahweh is basically equivalent to Yehovah in Chinese, but is much closer to the Hebrew pronunciation.
中文翻译的雅伟就是也是相等于那个耶和华，不过雅伟比耶和华更接近那个希伯来原文的发音。
For example, the Hebrew original word had two syllables, and Yahweh also has two syllables, but Yehovah has three syllables.
Yeah. 比如说那个在希腊原文里面雅伟只有两个音。而中文的那个雅伟也只有两个音，但是耶和华却有三个音。
Now we see that Yahweh is recognized by scholars as the personal name of God.
我们可以看到很多那些学者他们都承认雅伟是神的专有的名字。
We see the second quotation where the four volumeISBE Encyclopedia says Yahweh is the only truly personal name of God in Israel's faith.
我们可以看到了，就是那个四册的国际标准圣经百科全书里面说的这里是就是他说的说的一句话。Yahweh 是以色列信仰的神的唯一真正的专有名字。
The name Yahweh is found in every Bible dictionary and every Bible encyclopedia.
在每一本圣经词典或者圣经百科全书里面都有提到 Yahweh 这个名字。
And we see here some English references which use the name Yahweh, and I point to the first one, New Jerusalem Bible.
你可以看到这里一系列的那些参考书圣经等等这些都有提到雅伟这个名字，但是我们特别要看的就是第一个那个新耶路撒冷圣经。
This Bible is the official Roman Catholic Bible in the English-speaking world outside the United States.
这本圣经呢是这本圣经是在美国以外的英语国家中的法定天主教圣经。
And we see that this Bible has almost 7,000 occurrences of the name Yahweh, the exact word, exact spelling Yahweh.
那在这本圣经新耶路撒新耶路撒冷圣经里面呢，啊，亚伟这个名字啊，一共出现了6811次。
So that was my first message.
啊，那是我第一篇信息。
And last week in my second message, we talked about the connection between God and Jesus Christ.
啊，上周啊，第二篇信息中我说到啊，神与神的儿子耶稣基督的关系。
So that is the connection between God and the Son of God.
那是神与神的儿子之间的关系。
Okay, so now it's very important to understand that in this connection, that only Yahweh is God. There's no one else, but who is God?
我们要注意的一点就是在这个关系当中只有亚伟是神。
So we see here in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, that Yahweh says, I am Yahweh, and there is no other, there is no God except me.
这里就是旧约的以赛亚书45章第5节，你说，这是神亚伟说的话，我是亚伟，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。
And then the same teachings found in Gospel of John, where the Lord Jesus says in John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
Yeah. 另外在约翰福音17:3，主耶稣说，这是主耶稣说的话，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Now, when we compare the two statements, we come to a very important conclusion.
就是当我们把这两段经文做一个比较，我们就可以来到一个很重要的一个结论。
Here we see the same two verses with some words highlighted in red.
这里就是把这两段经文放在一起，中间还有那些红色的，就是特别重要的字眼。
And we see that Yahweh is the Father of Jesus Christ.
就是从这两比较这两段经文，我们可以看到Yahweh就是耶稣基督的父亲。
And that's why the Apostle Paul says,Yet for us, there is only one God, the Father, from whom all things come, and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things come, and through whom we exist. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多前书第八章第六节里面说，他说，然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
So I'm bringing out the progression of my first three messages becauseThe progression is very important for understanding God, Jesus Christ, and ourselves.
我就特别提到就是这三篇信息中的那种进展，因为这种进展是非常重要的，因为我们可以来明白我们神与耶稣基督与我们之间的关系。
The first message is about God, who is called Yahweh.
第一篇信息是关于神，他的名字是 Yahweh.
My second message is about the connection between God and the Son of God, namely Jesus Christ.
第二篇信息就是关于神与神的儿子耶稣基督。
And today's message, the third message, is about Jesus Christ and us.
今天第三篇信息就是关于耶稣基督与我们的关系。
Now the progression is neatly summed up in one particular Bible verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
这种进展呢，就是很简洁的，在 一段经文《哥林多前书》第十一章第三章第十一章第三节里面很简洁的总结起来。
That's right. Here we read that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ.
这里就说到，就是《哥林多前书》十一章第三节，保罗说。基督是男人的头，男人是女人的头，而神是基督的头。
The last statement is very important because Paul makes the distinction between Christ and God and not between Christ and God the Father.
Yeah. 最后一句是特别重要，因为使徒要特别，使徒保罗就是特别注明呢，就是神与基督之间的分别啊。这是神与基督，而并不是神父神与基督的分别啊，有点是神与基督的分别，并不是父神与基督的分别。
Yeah, translation is a very it's an art. It's very difficult.
因为我怕你们听漏了一个字，神与父神啊的分别很大。这里是神与基督的分别啊，并不是父神与基督的分别。
I don't know what I'll do about my wife. Okay, now, so we see in the green box that we see a hierarchy there. God in the supreme position, and then God is the head of Christ, and Christ is the head of Christians, you can say.
Yeah, 在那个绿色的那个小框子里面，你可以看到这个等级了哈。神是在最高的位置，那么其次呢，就是耶稣基督，就是基督。再接下来的就是我们呐，基督徒。
So the Bible always or consistently teaches that Jesus Christ is lower than God.
圣经呢一再教导说耶稣基督呢是低于神的。
Now we're not going to read the whole verse, John chapter 14, verse 28. Just the words in red, where Jesus says, "The Father." Is greater than I.
就是啦，这约翰福音十四章二十八节，这是主耶稣亲口说的话哈。我们特别注意看，就是那个红色的那一段翻译成中文的就是主耶稣说，因为父是比我大的主耶稣亲口说的话。
The early church in the first 300 years consistently taught that.Jesus is lower than God.
早期教会在头三百年呢，都是一再教导耶稣基督是低于神的。
But this teaching was thrown away in the year 325 in the month of June.
但是呢在公元325年六月的时候，这个教导呢却被扔掉了。
And this has to do with the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great.
这个扔掉这个教导的事情呢，就是与罗马的康斯坦丁大帝有关的。
That's right. I learned a new Chinese term. Okay. So.The progression that we see there, God, Christ, and God's people, helps us to understand our roles as Christians.
Yeah, 就是神与基督与基督徒之间这种进展的关系，就是让我们可以了解我们作为基督徒的属灵生命。
So it helps us to know how to relate to God.And to our Lord Jesus Christ.
也帮助我们了解应该怎样遵从我们的神，怎样遵从我们的主耶稣基督。
Now we go back to the same verse. That's right. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, which tells us some very important things.
Yeah.就是在这段经文《哥林多前书》第八章第六节这一段经文告诉我们一些很重要的事。
And then Paul is talking about two persons.
这里保罗就讲到 两位。
Yet for us, there is only one God, the Father, from whom all things come, and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things come, and through whom we exist.
Yeah. 这里保罗说，然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都是本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Paul's statement is both symmetrical and asymmetrical.
那这个保罗这一个句子呢，可以说是对称的，也是不对称的。
It is symmetrical in terms of sentence flow and structure.
如果因为说到那个句子的通顺方面呢，这一段经文呢，这一句呢就很对称。
But there is something asymmetrical about this very important statement.
但是呢，在这一句子里面也有一些不对称的很重要的事情。
Whereas Paul speaks of the Father as God, he does not speak of Jesus Christ as God.
那这里保罗说呢，只有父是神，他并没有说耶稣基督是神，在这段经文里面。
And on the contrary, the Apostle Paul says that there is only one God, only one God, the Father.
那就是相反的，保罗说只有一位神，就是父。
It's a very startling statement to, I think it's a very startling statement when I first saw it.
当我第一次就是看到这段经文这句话的时候，对我来说就是太惊讶了。
You know, I read the statement many times as a Trinitarian, but I never caught the power of this statement.
我以前看过这段经文很多次，但是我一直都没有体会到这段经文的力量的重要性。
You know, actually, we are all very well educated compared to the people in the New Testament times.
其实我们这里每一个人呢，跟早期教会的弟兄姐妹比较起来了，我们每一个人都很有学问了。
Actually, so we can understand, you know, very clear language here.
我们可以了解明白很多很复杂的语言。
There is only one God.The Father.
那这里保罗说，只有一位神，就是父。
Now he also says that, and there is one Lord Jesus Christ.
他也说了，有一位主，就是耶稣基督。
So, but the difference runs even deeper than that.
但是呢，其中的分别呢，就更深入的多。
Because the Apostle Paul, in all his letters, never applied the title God to anyone except the Father.
Yeah, 因为使徒保罗在他所有的书信当中，他只称亚伟父为神，他从来不称任何其他人为神。
But the word, the title Lord, is a wider title, applies to different people.
但是主这一个头衔呢，却是比较广阔一点。他使用主这个头衔呢，来称呼一些其他的人。
Paul applies the title Lord sometimes to the Father, sometimes to Jesus Christ, and the word, the title can be applied to even to people.
Yeah. 因为使徒保罗就用这个主这个头衔呢，用来称呼，有时候用来称呼神，有时候用来称呼耶稣基督，但有时候呢，也用主这个头衔呢来称呼其他一些人。
In fact, the word Lord basically means, in common usage, something similar to Sir.
其实呢，主这个头衔呢，在我们日常的使用方面，就是相等于那个先生。
So when the policeman knocked on the door last week, right? And then I talked to the policeman, I addressed him as sir, basically Lord.
Yeah, 就是上个星期当那个警察来到半夜来敲我们的门的时候，我就称那位警察为 sir, 先生。
In Hong Kong, you, when you address a police officer, you would say, a sir, right? Yeah.
在香港，当你见到警察，你要称他为a sir.
Yeah. Okay, so Paul very often makes that very important distinction between God and Lord.
使徒保罗呢，他就把这个神与主这个分别啊，他分啊讲得很清楚。
Now, here are some small print, but the projector is very good, very high resolution, that's so that you can see the tiny words. Okay, we see here that in seven of Paul's letters begin with the exact same statement, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
你可以看到在保罗七封书信里面就是这些了哈，罗马书第一章林前第一章三节等等，在保罗的七封书信里面呢，都以这一句祝福为开头。
And we see here,
平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们，他都以这一句的祝福作为开头，作为他的书信的开头。
And we see that it appears in Romans chapter 1 verse 7, 1 Corinthians 1:3, 2 Corinthians 1:2, Galatians 1:3, Ephesians 1:2, Philippians 1:2, Philemon 1:3.
就是啦，可以看到七封书信呢，就是罗马书哥林多前书、哥林多后书、加拉太书、腓立比书、以弗所书、腓立比书、腓利门书等等。
So again, Paul makes a distinction of between God, who is the Father, and Lord, who is Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗就把神与耶稣基督是分别的很清楚的。
So what does this mean for us in our spiritual lives?
那是这一点呢，在我们的属灵生命中呢，又代表什么呢？
It means that we regard the Father as God and Jesus Christ as our Lord.
那就是呢，我们要尊父为我们的神，我们尊耶稣基督呢，为我们的主。
We submit directly to the lordship of Jesus Christ, and we obey His every commandment.
就是我们完全顺服在耶稣基督的主权之下，我们顺服他的教导，我们完全顺服他的教导。
And that's why Paul says that Christ is the head of the man.
所以保罗说基督是男人的头。
And then, you know, that's why we relate to him in this way. He is our Lord and we follow him.
所以我们与耶稣基督的关系就是这样，他是我们的主，我们跟随他。
And when I think about my Lord Jesus Christ, the more I meditate on this, the more I feel an attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是当我每一次思想到我与主耶稣基督 的关系的时候，我越想我就 越觉得我与主的关系是很亲密。越
I don't know about Liverpool, but in Montreal, there are so many Canadians who basically blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ.
在蒙特利尔我不知道这里利物浦是怎么样，但是在蒙特利尔很多人他们都用主耶稣的名字来就是亵渎主耶稣基督的名字。
You go to any shopping center in Canada, and then you hear people using the name Jesus Christ in all sorts of manners.
如果你去你在街上走或者去那些购物商场，你可以听到那么人家用在不同的情况下，就是用主耶稣的名字来说那些粗话。
And then sometimes they would use the name Jesus Christ in anger, but sometimes just to look smart, look cool.
有时候当他们生气的时候，他们就用主耶稣基督的名字，但有时候他们故意说主耶稣基督的名字，只是让他们看来就像好像很了不起这样。
But one time I actually confronted a person who actually blasphemed the name of Jesus.
但是有一次当我听到一个人他亵渎主耶稣的名字的时候，我就真的我就来教训了他。
I was working in a company located in Ottawa, Canada.
那时候我正在加拿大渥太华的一家公司工作。
And then my colleague was very angry because something went wrong with his work.
那时候我的同事有一天他很生气，因为什么事都弄坏了。
And then he used the most vulgar English swear word against Jesus Christ.
那么他就用了一个英语中最粗野的话来亵渎主耶稣的名字。
And the two of us were alone.
那时候我们只有我们两个人在一起。
So I felt that I could not let that go.
所以我就觉得我不能让这件事就这样过去。
So I said to him, "Do you really think that Jesus Christ was responsible for that mess?"
那么我就问他，你是不是认为主耶稣基督要负你的要负责任呢、啊？为你这些事情负责任吗？
And the reaction was so funny.
那么他的反应就很可笑。
He couldn't speak, but he made an expression.
那么他说不出话来，他只是弄了一个很可笑的表情。
Because very funny, you know. He tried to say something, but he couldn't because he was so angry. Yet all of a sudden, it struck him very hard.
他想说什么，但是说不出来，因为他非常生气，但是就是说不出话来。
So in understanding. The connection between Christ and us, the first point we just made is that we regard the Father as God and Jesus as Lord.
就是我们明白了第一点，就是我们与基督之间的关系，就是说我们尊父为神，但我们尊耶稣基督为主。
Now, the second point is that we regard Jesus Christ as our brother.
第二点就是我们尊耶稣基督为我们的兄弟。
And here's a verse that connects the first point and the second point very well in John chapter 20, verse 17.
那这里这段经文约翰福音二十章十七节就把第一点和第二点呢联系在一起。
Now Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, "Do not cling to me." For I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
这是耶稣说的话。耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。
Even Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, addresses his Father as God.
你可以看到，耶稣基督也称他的父为神。
But you can see the graciousness of Jesus Christ because he says,You know, my father is also your father. My God is also your God, basically.
但是呢，你也可以看到主耶稣的恩慈，他就说，我的父也是你们的父，我的神也是你们的神。
So if Jesus Christ shares the same father as Christians, does it not mean that Jesus Christ is our brother?
Yeah.所以耶稣基督与我们基督徒有同一位父亲，那换句话说，他就是我们的兄弟，我们的哥哥了。
And here it is made explicit where Jesus, because Jesus says, "But go to my brothers." In that same statement, "Go to my brothers," he speaks of Christians as his brothers.
而且这里呢，在这段经文，主耶稣说往我的弟兄那里去，所以他就说。他把那些基督徒当作是他认为基督徒就是他的弟兄。
And here we can see the great love of Jesus Christ because even though we are his brothers, even though he is our Lord, he still regards us as his brothers.
那这里你可以看到主耶稣的大爱，他称我们，他认为我们是他的弟兄，虽然他是我们的主。
Of course, the word brothers in Greek means, in this case, brothers and sisters, you can say.
这当然了，这里这个弟兄也包括了姊妹在内。
And then we see his love for us in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, where it is written, for the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
这里在希伯来书第二章十一节这里说的，因为那使人成圣的，那是耶稣基督了，使人成圣的就是耶稣基督，因为那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的，那是我们的哈，都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
And he even died for us. What kind of a brother is he? Wow, he's a glorious brother. He even died for our sake.
而且他是为了我们的缘故而受死的。你想一想，这是怎样的一位哥哥？
And so here, he's not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters.
所以他并不以为耻，称我们为弟兄。
Many years ago,I knew of a case in Vancouver, Canada, where a teenage boy was ashamed of his sister.
很多年前，我知道在加拿大的温哥华有一个男孩子，十几岁的男孩子，他就以他的姐姐为耻。
Now, I don't know the boy, but I know the girl.
我并不认识那个男孩子，但是我认识他的姐姐。
Because his sister later on moved to Ottawa, and I met her in Ottawa. We attended the same church together.
Yeah, 因为他的姐姐后来就是迁到渥太华去，所以我跟他的姐姐是在同一个教会里面。
And he was ashamed of his sister, and he would never want to go to school together with her.
这个男孩子他以他的姐姐为耻，所以他从来不愿意与他的姐姐一块去上学。
He didn't want to let people know that this girl is his sister.
他不想别人知道这个女孩子是他的姐姐。
It's very complicated, so I won't go into why he was ashamed.
因为这太复杂了，所以我就不想讲为什么他会以他的姐姐为耻。
I know the main reason, but that is totally an invalid reason to be ashamed of her.
我明白他的那个原因，但是我认为这根本就是不成理由的。
But the Lord Jesus does not regard us in this way. He loved us even to the extent of dying for us.
但是你可以看到主耶稣并不以我们为耻，他爱我们爱到那种地步，他愿意为我们而死。
So here's another point. I mean, this is very important. The second point, we relate to our Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, but also as our elder brother.
就是第二点，就是我们尊耶稣基督为主，但同时他也是我们的哥哥。
And the whole point runs even deeper than that.
但是这一点呢，会有更深入的意义。
Now Paul makes a very important statement in Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
这里在罗马书第八章二十九节，保罗说了一些很重要的话。
And note the word brothers at the very end of the verse. The word brothers, okay. Now, Paul says, for those whom he, that is God, foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he, namely Jesus, might beThe firstborn among many brothers.
这里使徒保罗说，因为他这个他是神是指神因为神预先所应该说认识，因为神预先所认识的人，就预先定下效法他长子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So we see that Jesus is the firstborn.Among many brothers.
这里可以看到耶稣就是在许多弟兄中的长子。
And God wants us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
而神呢期望我们可以效法这个他的儿子这个长子的模样的榜样。
So that means...The brotherhood that we have with Jesus Christ is not merely for the purpose of intimacy or love, but Also, that we may become like Jesus Christ in the way we speak and the way we act.
所以我们与耶稣基督的弟兄关系不单单只是亲密而已，而更重要的就是我们要效法，要模仿他的榜样。
So we are talking of not just imitation, but conforming to an image so that when people relate to us, it's like relating to Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 这里说的模仿不单单是外表的模仿，而是呢，模仿到一种程度，当别人看到我们与我们谈话的时候，别人就会看到耶稣基督。
I have a very good American friend named Richard Horner.
我有一个很好的美国朋友，他的名字是 Richard Horner.
And then he was on sort of a big boat, and he met this little boy.
有一次他在一艘大船上面，他看到一个小男孩。
And then he spoke to the little boy.
他跟这个小男孩谈话。
And then the little boy told his parents that I just met Jesus Christ.
那么跟着这个小男孩就对他的父母说，我刚刚碰到耶稣基督。
But I would say that this American is actually a very good representation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 我实在要说，这位美国的弟兄，他实在是一个很好的，就是模仿耶稣基督一个很好的榜样。
Of course, we can never be like exactly like Lord Jesus Christ, but there is an image for us to follow, to conform to.
当然，我们是不可以完完全全的百分之百的像主耶稣基督，但到底那是一个形象，我们所要模仿的。
So I'll proceed to the last point, the third point, about the connection between us and Jesus Christ.
那现在我说到第三点，就是我们与耶稣基督之间的联系。
Now, the Apostle Paul does not teach that Jesus Christ is God, but he teaches that God was in Christ. God is in Christ.
使徒保罗并不教导耶稣是神，但是他教导神是在耶稣基督里，住在耶稣基督里。
It's like God living in Jesus Christ, where Jesus is the temple or tabernacle of God.
就是说神是住在耶稣基督里，耶稣基督就是神的圣殿。
And he makes a very important statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19.
使徒保罗说了一句很重要的话，那是在哥林多后书第五章十九节。
God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
这是保罗说的话，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
God was in Christ. That's the proper monotheistic understanding of God and the Son of God.
神在基督里，这是最正确的理解。一神论中神与神的儿子的关系。
And there was a purpose in all of this.
这是有目的的。
To reconcile the world to God himself.
目的呢就是要叫世人，叫我们呢，要使世人呢与神自己和好。
And the striking thing is that ministry of reconciliation is passed on to Christians.
而更重要的一点呢，就是这个将这个和好的道理，那个和好的使命呢，交托了，托付了给我们基督徒。
Note the important words in the second part, the latter part of the verse, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
你看到就是最后的一句哈，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Now the word committed is very strong, and it implies that we receive the word of God not merely as head knowledge.
Yeah, 这个托付这两字呢是很重要的，就表示说我们学习神的话语不单单只是为了要得到那个头脑的知识。
So it means that God, through the word committed, God has placed a heavy responsibility on us to reconcile the world to God Himself.
那就表示说，将这个和好的道理托付了我们，就表示说，神把一个很重要的责任交给了我们，叫我们呢要使这个世界的人与神和好。
Now, I don't want to go over time, so maybe I'll just stop over here. Okay.
因为时间的关系，我就要停在这里了。
So basically, in my three messages, we talked about, firstly, Yahweh, who is God. Secondly, in the second message, the connection between God and the Son of God, namely Jesus Christ. And today's message, the third message,The connection between Christ and us.
就是在这三篇信息里，第一篇信息是关于神，独一的真神亚伟。第二篇信息是关于神与神的儿子耶稣基督的关系的联系。今天第三篇信息呢，就是关于我们与就是我们与耶稣基督的关系。
And this is illustrated by Paul's statement that God is on top, the supreme, and then followed by Jesus Christ, and then us.
这种关系呢，就是使徒保罗就是很简洁的说明出来，表明出来，就是神在最高的位置，然后其次呢，就是耶稣基督跟着接着下来，就是我们基督徒。
And then concerning the third point.The connection between Christ and us, there are three things that I expressed or explained. Okay, three things. Okay, and for the final point about connection between Jesus Christ and us, there are three things to remember.
Yeah, 就是到最后一点，关于我们与耶稣基督的关系这一点，有三点要注意的。
So firstly, we regard the Father as God and Jesus Christ as Lord.
第一点就是我们尊父为神，而尊耶稣基督为主。
So that means we follow the Lord Jesus Christ and we listen to him and we both obey his commandments.
那就是说我们要跟随耶稣基督，我们顺服他，我们顺从他的教导。
And secondly, we regard Jesus Christ as our elder brother.
第二点呢，就是耶稣基督是我们的弟兄，是我们的哥哥。
And we are to conform by God's grace and power to the image of Jesus Christ.
第三，我们就是要靠着神的恩典，我们要效法耶稣基督的榜样。
And lastly,God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and we have been given also the ministry of reconciliation.
第三点呢，就是神在耶稣基督里目的呢是要叫世人与自己和好，而神把这个和好的使命，这个道理托付了我们。
So that means we live our lives with a specific purpose in mind that we reconcile.The world, the people of the world, to God.
所以我们呢要以这一种的我们的生命呢要以所以我们要以这一种的目的，这一种的目标为我们的在我们生命的重心。我们活着是要使这个世界的人与神和好。
So those are the three points I want to give to you today.
那就是今天我要讲的三点。
So may God's life through Jesus Christ work in your lives and guide you for the rest of your lives.
但愿神的生命借着主耶稣基督来在你的生命中带领你一直带领下去。
And may God bless every one of you in Jesus Christ.
但愿神祝福你们每一位在耶稣基督里祝福你们每一位。
So next week we'll go to another topic.
那下一周我们将会讲另外一个主题。
Okay, 我们现在可以一起祷告。
我们一起祷告。